shot him down with a long black rifle. Shot him down, and away he ran. Shot him down, and away he ran.
Thank you. We'll leave you with a song that I think I heard the Weavers do. It's called Early in the Morning. If Don finds his fingers. It's been a great weekend. We're sorry this is the last time we're going to be able to sing for you, but we hope we see you all next year. Bring friends next year. I remember Grandpa telling me that I was born as the sun was coming up early in the morn. I was born early in the morn. When you lift your eyes and see the sun arising on the far horizon early in the morning. Set out to roam, kissed my love and went to seek my fortune far from home. I set out to roam, far away from home. When you lift your eyes and see the sun arising on the far horizon early in the morning, early in the morning. When the next day came around, I missed my darling so. Gotta have her by my side forevermore, I know. Keep my darling soul, forevermore, I know. When you lift your eyes and see the sun arising on the far horizon, early in the morning, early in the morning. So tomorrow I'll be leaving at the break of day. Gotta hurry to my love, there I'll always stay. At the break of day, there I'll always stay. When you lift your eyes and see the sun arising on the far horizon, early in the morning, early in the morning, early in the morning.
Thank you very much.
Bye all, thank you. Have a beautiful day. We love you all.
Oh, I don't see how you can stand to leave us. I don't. Oh, I know you want more, but there's more on the program, so you just hush up. we'd be till daylight in the morning if we answered all the encore requests. I have a funny story I want to tell you about Chuck, but I won't tell it right now because this sixth-generation Florida cracker from over Hawthorne way is coming on. There he is out there already. His name is Lance Lazenby. Need I say more? Let's welcome Lance. You can see he's popular with the girls.
I'm alive. I'm alive.
No, not yet.
Almost. How about it? Wow, y'all can hear me too good. You're going to hear every mistake I make. Everything okay? Can I start? Okay. Thank you. This first thing is about a lesson that about every male adolescent has to learn sooner or later. Some of us learn it the easy way and some of us learn it the hard way, but it is epitomized in this little song that is called The Winner. The hulk of a man with a beer in his hand looked like a drunk old fool, and I knew that if I hit him right, I could knock him off that stool. But everybody said, watch out, That's Tiger Man McCoo. He's had a whole lot of fights and always come out the winner. But I'd had myself about five too many and I walked up tall and proud. I faced his back and I faced the fact that he'd never stooped nor bowed. I said, Tiger Man, you're a pussycat. A hush fell on the crowd. I said, let's you and me go outside, see who's the winner. Well, he gripped the bar with a big hairy hand and he braced against the wall. He slowly looked up from his beer and my God, that man was tall. He said, son, I can see you're a scrapper, but just before you fall, let me tell you a little about what it means to be a winner. Now you see these white, bright, smiling teeth, you know they're not my own. Mine rolled away like chiclets down a street in San Antone. But I left that person cursing, nursing seven broken bones. And he only broke three of mine. That makes me the winner. And this broken back was the dying act of handsome Harry Clay. That sticky Cincinnati night, I stole his wife away. And that woman, she gets uglier, and she gets meaner every day. But I got her, boy, so I guess that makes me the winner. Got a steel plate inside my skull underneath this store-bought hair. My pelvis is aluminum from taking ladies' dares. And if you had a magnet, son, you could lift me off this chair. I'm a man of steel, but I'm rusted. But I'm a winner. You gotta speak loud when you challenge me, son, 'cause it's hard for me to hear. With this twisted neck and these migraine pains and this cauliflower ear, if it weren't for this glass eye of mine, I'd shed a happy tear. Just to think of all you're gonna get by being a winner. I got arthritic elbows, I got dislocated knees from picking fights with thunderstorms and charging into trees. My nose has been broke so often I might lose it if I sneeze. Son, you say you still want to be a winner. You remind me of my younger days with your knuckles clenching white. But boy, I'm gonna sit right here, sip this beer all night. And if there's something you got to prove by winning some silly fight, well, okay, I quit. I lose, son. You're the winner. Well, I stumbled from that barroom not so tall and not so proud. Behind me, I could hear the hoots and laughter of the crowd. But my eyes still see and my nose still works and my teeth are still in my mouth. You know, I guess that makes me a winner. Yeah, when I think about it, that makes me the winner. Thank you. Listen, this is a Florida festival. I was playing one time on the sidewalk right outside the Grand Ole Opry House in Nashville, which is, by the way, where I play when I'm in Nashville. On the sidewalk right outside the Grand Ole Opry House, and I was playing my old Kentucky home, and whoo, this guy's just in tears down there. And I said, hot boy, I'm getting him, you know, I really must be getting good. I said, sir, excuse me, but are you a Kentuckian? He said, no, I'm a musician. So, the state part leads you into the fact that the next song is going to be about Florida. By Florida artists, and one of them's about Florida. This first one was written by Mel Tillis and was done by several other people besides Mel. And Mel, as you probably know, was from Pahokee, born and grew up in South Florida. You'll recognize this one, I think. You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadows on the wall tell me that the sun is going down. Oh, Ruby, Don't take your love to town. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war. But I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And Ruby, I know that I'm not the man I used to be. But Ruby, I still need your company. It's hard to love a man whose legs have bent and paralyzed. And the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Oh, Ruby, don't take your love to town. She's leaving now, 'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know, I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Oh, Ruby, don't take your love to town. Ruby, don't take your love to town. For God's sake, turn around. Don't take your love to town. Thank you. I wrote this next song for the Florida Folk Festival. Several years back, there was a thing going around about how they were going to run a pipe up and suck up all the Suwannee River water to take it down and use on Tampa and St. Pete, which can't stop growing. So I wrote this thing, and in the meantime, it has become maybe more pertinent, I think, because you heard about Love Canal and the docks and in Europe, but closer to home, contaminated groundwater in Florida, including Fairbanks just north of Gainesville, where I grew up and where Cousin Thelma grew up. This thing is called Suwannee River Lullaby. Now hush, kids, and listen, come gather around me, and I'll give you a lesson in biology about critters and people like me and like you, and a few of the weird things that they sometimes do. Have you ever been boating and looked in the sea and seen the bluefish in a feeding frenzy? Mouths crammed full of fish till they're likely to throttle. Some of us do the same thing, except we use a bottle. So bluefish or human, pray can you tell me which is the wise one and which the dummy? See the box turtle crawl on the highway, bound by his instincts as he plods on his way. At the oncoming truck, he pulls into his shell, so the essence of turtlehood sounds his death knell. And see folks around you who so often say, it can't happen here, not to me, not today. With their tails in the air and their heads in the sand, to be flattened by forces they won't understand. So turtle or human, pray can you tell me which is the wise one and which the dummy? See a few microbes in a big culture dish with more than enough room to grant every wish. Then the germs start dividing in such mindless haste that they foul their own nest and die in the waste. And see nearby cities, once just as well blessed, drain most of their water, poison the rest. Now they're reaching for the Suwannee to take her away, through a million commodes and into Tampa Bay. So microbe and human, they'll do about as well. But fools that run rivers should be shipped straight to hell. But keep in mind, kiddies, that you needn't be fools. Use your God-given minds and learn nature's rules. Read your books and find out what your forebears did wrong, and you'll never resemble the slobs in this song. Thank you. Okay, my last song. This is an epic drama that was done by another Florida native from the Orlando area named Jim Stafford. Hang on to your purses. Boy, is this ever an epic. From the Badlands came the killer. He lived by the knife and the gun. He'd cut you if you stood there and shoot you if you tried to run. He was big as a tree and he did as he pleased. Everything he did was bad. Folks said if you was to kill him, it would only make him mad. From the good lands came the cowgirl. Patty was her name. She was hot on the trail of that killer on a moped she called Flame. 'Cause the killer had gunned her daddy down just for spitting in the road. He only had to kill her daddy once to get that gal P.O.'d. Yippee-yay, Cow Patty. Yippee-yay, Cow Patty. She rode into town to get the man that killed her daddy. Yippee-yay, Cow Patty. The killer hit town at daybreak, ate the door off the local saloon. He started to drink and you could tell he was thinking there'll be a showdown soon. Patty hit town in a cloud of dust. Old Flame was buzzing like a saw. The whole town went quiet as a church as the killer stepped out for the draw. 40 shots rang out. 40 people fell. Patty and the killer missed each other, but they shot that town to hell. Yippee-yay, Cow Patty. Yippee-yay, Cow Patty. She rode into town to get the man that killed her daddy. Yippee-yay, Cow Patty. The killer took a step toward Patty, said it's time I gunned you down. But he stepped in something that was laying in the street and was shot before he hit the ground. Yes, the killer slipped, and it cost him his life. Patty said as she roared out of town, you gotta watch your step when you know the chips are down. Yippee-yay, Cow Patty. Yippee-yay, Cow Patty. She rode into town to get the man that killed her daddy. Wow. Yippee-yay, Cow Patty. On Flame. Thank you very much. I want to leave you with just one thought. Always be kind to your friendly undertaker because he'll be the last man to ever let you down. Take care.
Isn't he great? Let's give him another hand. And speaking of cow patties, one of my friends who's here, I won't call her name, she's too modest to acknowledge collecting this for me. I collect home remedies and handed down receipts and sayings and superstitions. And she was working as an anesthetist out in New Mexico, and some of the Mexican Americans told her that when you have a real bad cold on your chest, if you'd go out in the cow pasture and catch a cow dab before it hits the ground and wrap it up and apply it to the chest, it'll either kill or cure. So remember that when you need a poultice. Couldn't have a folk festival without our Florida cracker. He's down with the cowboys today, the ranching, and I hope you all won't miss that, going down and seeing the cowboy lore that's being carried on down near the South Gate and the food stand, the old marble stage. And I hope you bought a program, because there's a perfectly wonderful article in the beginning of the program about Florida ranching and Florida ranching lore. And some of the best looking cowboys down there, oh boy, I could just fall for all of them. But anyway, we have to have a Florida cracker like Curly. And we have to have a fella like Tommy Dobbs from Palatka, who has lived very close to nature and collected bird and animal calls. Let's welcome our friend Tommy Dobbs.
Some 35 years ago, Granny and Pop Cummer lived down in Palatka on what used to be the corner of Reed Street and Mosley Avenue. Now, as time goes by, people and places and things change. And now things look quite a bit different down that area. But I want to tell you about the way I remember it way back then. Right off the back porch of that nice big white house, they had a huge grape arbor. On a hot day like today, the chickens would get out underneath the grape arbor and get in that cool sand and fluff around down there and get them a nice cool spot. And their beaks would be open. You see their tongue rocking back and forth in there, and they'd just sound miserable. Bawk, 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 bawk. You could tell it's hot. Now, over across the way under the orange tree is the mother hen with her brood of biddies trying to scratch out a living for them. And the biddies had all come running. And there'd be a commotion over in the hen house. Some hen had just laid an egg, and she was telling the world about it. She'd come strutting down the runway and just all proud and relieved. And oftentimes we'd get visitors from the city to come out. The pigeons would come down and spend a little time in the chicken yard. And you might see or hear a turkey, depending on what time of the year it was. Big holiday coming up. Grandpa would always see fit to find a turkey to keep around. Grandpa was a big deer hunter, and he kept a lot of dogs. It wasn't unusual to see 20 or more hounds around the place. Now, he kept deer dogs, hog dogs, cow dogs, bird dogs, possum dogs, and fox hounds. And I remember every dog has its own voice, just like people do. And of course, Grandpa gave them all a name. And I remember one he called Lightning. And Lightning sounded like this. Now, beyond a dog pen, Grandpa kept hogs, and I like to harass the hogs. It's a good opportunity to participate and use your night infiltration sneak up courses on these hogs, you see. Pick you out a good stick and ease up there amongst the side of the hog pen. He had a piece of tin on the corner and a piece of tin hanging over the top so they could slip in out of the hot sun. And you'd sneak up there and they could hear you coming. And you just get a little closer and they'd still be. And they They wouldn't really jump to their feet. It took a little more activity than that to bring them up. So you get that old stick and hit it on that tin. Blam, 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 blam. Boy, they could be hogs everywhere. Grandpa kept cows. Cows have calves. Of course, there's a daddy. Now out in the corner, standing in the hot sun, just like a granite statue, is Uncle Ed's mule, Rhodey. And late in the evening, along the pasture, you can see and hear the bobwhite quail. You could also see the gray squirrel. And off into the woods and down by the pond, wasn't unusual to see and hear ducks. Frogs of all kinds. And making your way back to the house, you might hear crickets. And when it gets good and dark, you might hear an owl, maybe a screech owl. And down along the river swamps, along the St. John's in the Ocklawaha, you might hear old hoot owl stand tall as a nail keg, some of them really big back in those river swamps. Now, our animal friends have been with us for as long as we've been here, and they've provided us with food and shelter and clothing and a lot of times just good companionship. And not only that, but they might just be a good pet. And we can learn a lot of things about the animals by looking and watching and listening. And we not only learn about them, but we learn about each other and about ourselves. I want to leave you with the thought or of why the wise old owl is so wise. Because the more he sees, the less he says. And the less he says, the more he hears. Thank y'all.
He's one of my favorite people. Let's give him a great big hand. All right, we're going to pause for a station announcement, and I'll announce that over here in the booth with the blue top, I think it's blue, I don't think I'm colorblind, is Friend of Florida Folk, and there are all sorts of records of participants. The new Sand Mountain Wildcats have at last a tape, and I'm happy to say that my Tell It Again, Cousin Thelma stories and a few little songs have been issued on a tape, and there's some of those over there should you care to purchase one of same. And Dennis Devine, God bless him, down Dade City Way, thought that we should have a little publication. He's calling it Southern Traditions, and volume 1, number 1 is over there, and it's free. We'd like you to see it. I think I have an article in it, a very masterly article it is. But anyway, go over and take a copy home with you, and if you like it, maybe you'll subscribe to the little magazine, and volume 1, number 1 should become a collector's item, and all of us like to have treasures. My goodness, I have so many treasures. I have one, a plate of the churches of Gainesville that was ordered from English China, Bone China, by one of the early grocers in Gainesville. His name was Saunders. And when the plates came, they're a little almost salad-sized plates, but real pretty, a beautiful antique blue of the churches. But when they came, they had left his church off, and he made him so mad that he just put all those barrels of plates in his barn, and there they gathered dust for over 50 years.